Kelly O'Dwyer is a federal member of parliament. Kelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Daniel Andrews at the state level has come out and said today that politicians and judges should be tested for their sobriety on a regular basis. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I think it's probably a bit of a distraction from some of the core issues, Tom. I think he probably should be talking a little bit more about how he hasn't supplied any costings on any of his proposals.
Oh, no, we got those today. There's going to be a $1 billion surplus we gather.
Oh, well, look, you know, if he's supplied them, it's only today, and the sex party beat him to it.
Yeah, just before we get to this issue of foreigners buying Australian property, we also had the former chef from the Victorian State Parliament saying that when Parliament sat very late, they'd have midnight feasts, and the parliamentarians in the old days would get through, you know, slab after slab of Crown Lager at these midnight feasts. Do you have these midnight feasts at the federal parliament as well?
No.
Really?
No. Look, certainly when Parliament sits for a long period of time, people up here can go into one another's offices, and sometimes, you know, somebody might serve a beer or a glass
sherry.
Of wine. But yeah, I can't say that that's consistent practice, and I would be very surprised if people would then walk back into the house having consumed alcohol and make a speech.
Right, okay. Well, we'll take you on your word for that. Now, you are, amongst other things, chair of the Standing Committee on Economics. In particular, you've just put out a report entitled Foreign Investment in Residential Real Estate. Briefly, could you sum up for us what you've found, and after that, what you intend to do about things?
Well, we've made 12 recommendations in our report. As you know, we've been looking at this issue through most of this year. We were asked to look at whether the current framework as it applies to residential real estate is right, and we have found that it is. And the framework is that if you are a foreign investor, you're very much encouraged to invest that money into new dwellings because it increases the stock available for people to purchase or to rent.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I mean,
no.
You know, foreigners investing in new apartment towers or indeed unit developments, whatever.
And we know, Tom,
fine.
That we need it. We absolutely
yeah.
need that investment. But there are sensitivities around existing homes.
Well, but this is the thing. This is what gets people's goat, because they say, here's a family home and it's on a big block and someone from China has paid $500,000 more than anybody else could afford, and suddenly they've got it and they just lock it up and leave it there. I mean, that's the story I keep hearing. Do you plan to do anything about that?
So what we plan to do is we actually plan to find out who's purchasing what. At the moment, with the current FIRB data, you cannot accurately answer that question. At best, it's a guesstimate.
Okay.
And so we have recommended that we have a national database at the transfer of title level where we can find out exactly who has purchased what. We know the citizenship of that person or the residency status, which means that it's going to be much easier for the Foreign Investment Review Board to follow up on audit, compliance and enforcement.
Let's go back to Kelly O'Dwyer, though, Chair of the Standing Committee on Economics and regular guest here on the program with Richard Marles. So, Kelly, thank you for staying with us, by the way.
No, it's really tragic and very sad news. So, I think we're all really shocked by it, frankly.
Indeed. Now, this issue of which foreigners can buy a freestanding house or a house that is not newly built in Australia, I think is what causes concerns. My understanding is that if you have a visa to stay here, you can buy a house, but when you leave Australia, you must sell the house. And
that's
to
correct.
Me, having read your report, is an area that, well, appears to be policed only very thinly at best. That is, no one checks whether or not you do sell the house.
Yeah, and I think your lack of confidence in the enforcement is well founded. We found, in fact, that the Migration Act actually needs to be amended in order for the Immigration Department to provide that information to the Foreign Investment Review Board.
But does the Immigration Department, it definitely has that information?
Absolutely,
right,
of
okay,
course
so
it
they,
has
they
that
know who's left, righto.
So it seems nonsensical that it would not be shared. And if you are serious about enforcing the rules, then you need to actually make sure that those people who have purchased a property, you know, to their great benefit while they've been living in Australia, sell that property as per the terms of the agreement within 3 months of leaving. So,
okay, but let's say Mr. Chu from China comes and buys a house here and he's got a 2-year visa to work as a consultant, and then at the end of 2 years he leaves. But he's bought his house under, you know, company XYZ Proprietary Limited or a family trust or one of the many entities in which mm-hmm. you can buy property. How would you link, you know, Mr. Chu from the immigration people to FIRB to the actual ownership of the property in question?
Well, he would still have to sell the property. checking on beneficial ownership is always more difficult. That process is more difficult. Most purchases actually take place by individual purchases, but we do have ways of checking on information, which is why we do want to be able to beef up the audit function of FIRB, where there can be random audits where they actually do go into some detail of individuals and companies and trusts that have made purchases, so that we can find the beneficial owner and we can take enforcement action where that's necessary.
Okay, so, have you recommended, because it seems to me that, I mean, FIRB is the key here. I mean, the immigration department says, righto, FIRB, here's a list of all the people whose visas have expired in Australia. You have to work out which of them bought homes and then do something about it. Well, FIRB, are you recommending that the Foreign Investment Review Board be given, I don't know, the resources, the money, the personnel to carry out this function?
Well, we've recommended that there actually should be a user pay system. At the moment, everybody who is a foreigner who wants to purchase a property in Australia, whether it's new or existing, has to go through a screening process at FIRB. That currently is not a cost to them. We actually ask the Australian taxpayer to fund FIRB. Instead, we're suggesting through our recommendations that the foreign investor themselves pays a modest application fee. We've done some costings through the Parliamentary Budget Office for instance, a $1,500 fee that would raise just under $160 million over 4 years, which would certainly give FIRB a lot more firepower to do the job that Australians expect it to do and to deliver confidence in our foreign investment framework for residential property.
Did your research find any evidence that prices of residential houses were being pushed up demonstrably by foreign buyers?
We found two different sorts of things, and the evidence was somewhat contradictory. We found for higher end properties, for properties where we're talking about existing dwellings in certain pockets, in particularly Melbourne and Sydney, where there was restricted supply and increased demand, that could have an impact on increasing prices. And we heard that evidence through the Reserve Bank. We also heard evidence, though, that for those people who are looking to purchase, say, an apartment, foreign investment is actually increasing the supply. And without foreign investment, there wouldn't be as much supply on the market for those people to purchase.
Okay, final question. You're chair of the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics, which is produce this report. At the moment, it is just that, though. It is a report. Can you guarantee that action will be taken, that this will turn into a bill that goes before the Parliament?
Well, it's now with the Treasurer. It's a majority report of the committee. I think the Treasurer's got very common sense, practical recommendations that we have made. I think they are recommendations that can be implemented. I would expect the government to respond pretty quickly to this report, because a lot of work has been put into it and done, so that the government can respond very quickly. And I would anticipate a positive response.
Kelly O'Dwyer, we'll leave it there. I do appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, Tom.